This is Scott Beck with the Beck and Private Equity and Business Podcast. Thrilled to visit with Justin Breen. Justin Breen's the best-selling author of Epic Business. He's the founder of Prepic. He's a wonderfully intelligent and smart, focused leader. Last week, we talked about how important it is in these daunting, changing times to make sure people are sharpening the saw, taking a moment off, making sure they're refreshing themselves, keeping recharged. Particularly entrepreneurs that set their own schedules, set their own structures. Today, we're going to talk about what's on Justin's mind this week. Justin, tell us, what are you most focused on this week? What are you most excited about?
Yeah, great to talk to you again. And my wife, Sarah, and I just had an amazing last couple of days down in the Florida Keys, and it was for an event through an entrepreneurial group I'm in called Strategic Coach, and then the event was called Couples Connection. So that's where the entrepreneur and his spouse or partner just spend two or three days talking amongst other entrepreneurial couples about their visions and why things work, et cetera. Okay, so that's just the background. And then there were two things from that I think really stood out. So one was that for either the entrepreneur or his spouse or partner, they seek out what they need to heal. So for me, my wife is stability, love, warmth, kindness, all those kind of things. And then for her, I think I'm sense of adventure, risk-taking, going for broke, that kind of thing. So it's very collaborative. And then the second thing was, together we can't be wrong. So even though there might be disagreements on either side, in the end we'll come up with the right decision, because we're coming at things either from the same perspective, then we're definitely right, and or from a different perspective. And then collaboratively, we'll come to the right decision. So those are the two things that I really saw that were incredibly important, not only for relationships, but, you know, running a company, having a business partner, those type of things, Scott.
And talk about that in the context of running a business. How important is to have a partner or someone that you trade thoughts with to come up with solutions, try and work through things? I know I've been involved this morning in a consensus building exercise with five of us to try and make sure we're on the same page on things. How important is that, constantly working to build consensus, to come up with the right solutions that work for the business as well as in the home life? Talk about that for a moment, and consensus building, what you see with entrepreneurs and so forth.
Yeah, so that's a good follow-up question, because you see the same patterns in the home and then in work. I mean, it's the same pattern. It's just seen in a different way. And so, you know, I guess I'll talk about my partnership relationship with New Company with you know, I'm in Chicago, my partner Mark Fujiwara, he's in San Francisco, and we come at things from totally different angles, perspectives, but it creates far more abundance and joy and growth and activation than I ever could have done myself. So what does that mean? So, like, I'm good at talking about the company. I'm good at getting in media opportunities like this. I'm good at, you know, introing people to Mark so he can onboard them onto the platform. And Mark is he's exceptionally great at all the backstage type of things. So, like, building the platform or getting the people that we need to build the platform. He's great at onboarding people. He's good at explaining how it works. And he's good at coming up with different investment options for members to join with. So none of those things, not only am I not good at, I'm terrible at those things. And so it's stuff I don't even have to think about. And he's just like replacing my weaknesses with his strengths, and I replace his weaknesses with my strengths. So it just completely works. And then, you know, we have a half hour meeting every week where we talk about it, and I'm continually amazed by all the progress he makes, because he's doing things I never could have done, never would have wanted to do, would have been horrible at them, and then he just allows me to stay in my zone of genius. So it's just that's why it works. So it's the same in the home and with the company.
Phenomenal. And then how much time do you have? Like, with your wife, Sarah, I understand hardly ever any disagreement. And how important is that? I mean, that, this is a very complicated issue in terms of business, in terms of life. You know, there's two schools of thought in this. You know, one school of thought is in your leadership team, you want lots of disagreements because then you get the best thoughts, you get the best thinking. Other schools of thoughts are not really. If you really want to make something happen, you better constantly get to alignment amongst ideas and where you're going, what the thought processes are. And I know it's become a very political discussion where people embrace, oh, no, you got disagreements and arguments and all that stuff, and that's how you get to the same page. And other people say, really, you're probably better having leadership that's largely has the same perspective on things. Any thoughts on that? Because I know one perspective has become very politically correct today. The other perspective seems to work often just as well in business, as long as you don't get people in a bad mindset of so like-minded that they're just dumb. But any thoughts on this concept of, you know, discussions and so forth?
Okay, so that's a good one. And then it's a discussion, or not necessarily an argument, but it's an argument within an argument. And, you know, from my perspective, I am 100% not politically correct, like very direct, very aggressive, full activator, no overthinking, just very active thinking. And so in my case, and definitely with Mark's case, we're just like, go for it, go for it, go for it, go for it, go for it. And we have been a lot, we've met one time in person, one time in well over a year of having this partnership. And we met on Zoom, and we've been aligned, completing each other's sentences from the very beginning. Okay, so that's from a business approach. For me, that's the only way. That's the only way, because I'm 100% black and white in that regard, and that's why it works, and that's why we have new members, and it keeps growing and growing every day. Okay, so that's one. At home, my wife is, I would describe, the opposite personality of me and Mark. So she is warmth, she is kindness, she is rules, she is structure. And again, those are the things that I think I needed to heal. Like, those are the things I was seeking out in a partner, because like, without her, there's definitely no family. There's very little joy. It would be entrepreneurial chaos. And so from her perspective, what I've learned is, one, more often than not, she is right, and I'm totally fine with that. So there aren't that many arguments. And then two, I'm glad there's gray in my life, because she's 100% gray. So she's provided a little bit of gray ambiguity in my life, which I'm grateful for. That actually provides a lot of balance and structure and joy. And so from a business aspect, there's only one way for me, but my wife, Sarah, has taught me that in life and in family, there's far more than one way. And again, together, we can't be wrong.
I think that's a great perspective of sort of looking at this and balancing these thoughts on, you know, how much do you have to be on the same page? How much can you have differences of opinions? And I know there's an embracing of differences of opinions, and it's very important. And at the same time, if there's got to be a spot where the difference in opinion stops and people get back to business, it seems, or you can't really accomplish almost anything, it seems like, in most situations. So at least you're smart enough at home, if there's a difference of opinion, to understand it's to go with Sarah's perspective. And that seems to have been a very good perspective at home. And in business, it's trying to be on the same page, but you're not on the same page, come to consensus and then move forward. And not always easy, but very, very important.
Scott, that was tremendous what you just did, and I'll dovetail that from a relationship, family perspective, a couple's perspective. You can hear it right away when the couple is on the same page. You can hear it. Maybe there's no give and take. It's just take and take. There's no balance, and it's really fascinating. The couples where there is that really healthy balance, you can feel it and sense it and see the joy, and right away you can tell when couples are not aligned. I think it might be a little bit harder to see from a business perspective, but certainly in a vulnerable couples type setting, you can see it was actually a really fascinating thing to see the couples that were totally aligned from the things that you were just talking about, and the ones that were definitely not and had a lot of work to do on that for sure.
I bet that's exactly right. And I find I bet that's exactly right. I got to tell you, that's a fascinating perspective. It really is. And this concept, you see it in couples when you're out for dinner with them, you're hanging with them. Are they on the same page? Are they not? You see it in, administrative teams, leadership teams, all kinds of places. Are people really on the same page or not? And you see it very quickly. And it's a hard way to live if you're constantly at war with the people you're working with or the people at home. It's just not a healthy prescription for success or for enjoyment or thriving or any of those things. So I applaud you for your perspective on this and being smart enough to listen at home. And I say that jokingly, being smart enough really to find the right perspective on things and see it constantly. It's really helpful.
Well, there was, thank you. And then, I've learned that because of my wife, that's what I mean. Like the gray area, she's allowed me to think like that and learn like that. And I needed that to heal. And then we've talked about this on other interviews, but so I see the entrepreneurs or business owners that struggle because they always lead with the money they're making or the huge deals they just pulled off. That's always a red flag because, and I saw it at this event. Those were the ones that weren't necessarily winning at home with the meaningful measurements. They had all the material measurements and they were trying to replace the meaningful ones or the life balance with the other things. And those are the ones that I saw that were struggling. And it was a really
worry about the long-term happiness and everything else. I think it's a great perspective.
Yep.
Justin, always a pleasure to visit with you. Always a great centered perspective to go with this great entrepreneurial zeal. It's a great combination. Thank God for you. Thank God for Sarah. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank God for Sarah. She gets the credit for sure.
Hey, it keeps you sane and centered. It makes it a lot easier for the rest of us to work with you. It's a fantastic mix. Anyway, thank you so much, Justin. Phenomenal work. We'll talk to you shortly.
Okay, bye, guys. Thank you.